1320 WILS. Also, we're looking at the Detroit Lions' new uniforms. Anybody see them? What do you think? Hey, Noah Martindale, ladies and gentlemen, pushing the buttons and flipping the knobs and not flipping off the knobs and twisting the switch. And in fact, that's the name of his new album, Noah Martindale, Twisting the Switch. What do you think of these new uniforms, man?
I mean, right off the bat, I think they're clean. They're simple. I think they executed a pretty good job.
They don't look all that different to me except the alternate uniform.
Yeah, yeah. I really like the black. I liked the black back when it was out, 20 years ago. I don't know if I'm going to buy one necessarily, but hey, maybe it'll go on the Christmas list.
You're in radio, man. You get those. You should just somebody should just give you one.
Hey, yeah. Hey.
Yeah, come on.
My hands are open. I'm waiting.
Yeah, I mean, the home uniforms, it's a little different shade of blue, I think, and you get the blue face mask.
Mm-hmm. They look like the 90s uniforms in a little bit. Maybe not the helmets much, but the uniforms themselves. I don't know why, but
yeah.
I like the alternates, they look the best, but the homes and the aways, they look just as clean to me, but I could just be a biased Lions fan, so don't listen to me, you know.
I'll tell you, and then they get into detail with what kind of lettering they have and all that. I've never thought about it. I never noticed, I guess, what kind of lettering they have.
Yeah, I think the white jersey has Detroit on it. I haven't really gotten a clean look at it. Here we go. I got a picture to pull up. Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, it says Detroit above the front number.
Yeah, I feel like... I don't really care for that much, but hey, you know.
Inside the collar, it says on the away uniforms, it reads 313.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
313. Yeah. And then the alternate uniforms, those are the cool ones. They're black with the Lions above the number. But the helmet, do you like that helmet? Man, that's cool.
That helmet is crispy. It is. It's clean. And it does look like the Panthers helmet a little bit, but.
Yeah, okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at the helmet for the alternate uniform for the Lions was unveiled yesterday. It's I don't know how you describe that shade of blue. I know it's like the Lions blue, but I don't know, it's got like a sheen to it or something.
Right. It's not like the Honolulu blue anymore. It's
yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's different.
But the Lion on the side is, you're right. Yeah, it kind of is reminiscent of the Panthers. It's all black. Silhouetted. I think they're supposed to be frightened. That's what the uniform is about. And they call it the Motor City Muscle. They name the uniform?
Hey.
Do other teams do that?
I think so. I know, like, back when I was in high school, the Pacers had a basketball jersey paying homage to, like, their original basketball team back, in the 40s or whatever.
Oh, wow.
I had, like, I forget what it said, something hickory, or it was like hickory something, and they were super ugly jerseys, like ketchup and mustard. It was a red, like old basketball jersey with a hickory on it, yellow lettering, and yellowed shorts. It was ugly.
Maybe that's to encourage concession stand sales.
Hey, maybe. I'm wondering how many hot dogs they sold that day.
Yeah, it's all subliminal.
I think a lot of teams are starting to like at least nickname some of their kits or uniforms, you know, especially like the cool ones like Miami. Do they do the Vice City uniforms for like the Heat? And I think the Dolphins also have gotten, no, maybe not the Dolphins, it's at the Marlins. Yeah, but yeah, I think it's a newer thing.
The other thing I think I like about, I'm not a big fan of the same color. Listen to us talking fashion here. Ladies and gentlemen, you get everything on your morning wake up, WILS. The solid color, like the same color pants as the jersey. It just seems to me like it's a cop-out. You're like, oh, what, you couldn't come up with another color? But black is different. It's like you're playing Johnny Cash. You know?
Yeah, I guess.
That's an intimidating look. Yeah. That jet black pants, gloves, shoes, and jersey.
I don't think...
It's like a whole line of Darth Vader coming after you.
Was it black pants? I thought they were blue pants.
No, well, the picture I'm looking at, it looks like black pants.
Yeah, hold on, let me...
Unless it's a dark, dark blue, but I doubt it.
Yeah, no, it's probably... You're probably right. I probably just saw...
Solid black, you're
picture.
Just colorblind.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't know. we'll have to ask.
Oh, wait. Oh, it can be worn with the black or the blue pants.
Oh, okay, so I just must have seen one with the blue. and black. Okay, yeah, no, I see you're looking at with the black on black. That is really nice looking.
And if you want to stay with like an old school, tough, rough it out sort of football mentality, you can go, yeah, our uniforms are black and blue, just like you're going to be.
Hey.
Yeah.
Kapow.
That's Dick Butkus days right there. All right, 1320 WILS. Noah and I will be showing up in our morning wake-up uniforms come Monday. I don't know what those would be. I just thought that.
Similar blue to the Lions. I think we'd get
maybe
get copyrighted.
Yeah. There'll be polyester tuxedos. That's what we'll have. Oh boy. Hey, speaking of which, prom time. Do the kids still wear tuxedos to prom and stuff? It's probably a whole different look. Did you have a tuxedo?
Yeah. I think they still definitely do because I know there are definitely men's warehouse. They do like the ambassador program.
Yeah.
So they'll have like certain kids at the school hand out like coupons, like I don't know, however much off of a tuxedo rental.
Yeah.
But I have no clue what the style is or anything.
Somebody showed me pictures from back in the day. 1978, there's Mike with a brown velvet bow tie.
Hey.
The bow tie, for crying out loud, was velvet and was giant. Clip-on brown velvet bow tie.
Nice.
Cream-colored tux with velvet brown pin, like stripes down the side of the pants.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
There you go.
We were high fashion right there. How can you know where you're going if you don't even know where you've been? Let's do history here real quick.
We have made history.
Any day in history.
A day that will go down in history.
History of this day.
This day in history.
This day in history.
Well, today happens to be the 19th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is the day the American Revolutionary War began, officially with battles in Lexington and Concord, 1775. 1897, the first Boston Marathon was run. Me scooch ahead to 1943. Dr. Albert Hoffman, Abby Hoffman, Swiss chemist, deliberately took LSD. The first times ever that happened. Whoa. The 51-day seizure, the Branch Davidian thing in Waco, that came to an end in 1993 with all the fire. And that truck exploded outside the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City this day in 1995. And now you know, among other things, exactly where it is that you have been. 1320 WILS.